Well, usually we think of Kentucky as the bluegrass state, flat picking and more. But today, our guitarist, who is currently living in Lexington, Kentucky, Dieter Hennings, who is going to be performing tonight with Ensemble Ripieno under the direction of Frederico Garcia, who is also here. The show is at the Charity Randall Theater in Oakland, and we'll talk more about the show in just a moment, but right now it gives me a great deal of pleasure, and it will you too, to bring you Dieter Hennings.
Thank you.
Dieter Hennings. And before going any further, tonight's concert is at 8 o'clock in the Charity Randall Theater, which is in the Stephen Foster Memorial Building next to the Cathedral of Learning. And you can find more information at ripienopittsburgh.org, R-I-P-I-E-N-O, pittsburgh.org. Tonight's program includes a performance of Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante for four solo winds and orchestra. And as Dieter grabs a drink and catches his breath, I just want to say hello to Federico Garcia, who is here and will be conducting. Thank you for creating this concert. We have already had a few telephone calls and a couple messages saying where, when, how. Tell me about the ensemble.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us here. Well, Jackie Perez is managing director currently of Ensemble Ripiano. She's not here because we're preparing everything for tonight. You thanked me for creating this. I have to thank her for helping out. And in fact, I have to thank the original crew people that came up with the idea of Ensemble Ripiano, which some of them are no longer here. So Deidre Huckabee created, Matt Pickard was the early personnel manager. This is a community of musicians trying to get together to feature each other. So there are pieces that are for a solo instrument and orchestra that we all musicians have looked forward to perform, and in particular to perform in public. But of course, getting an orchestra behind you is not that easy. So that was the original idea with those guys, and we started in 2011 with an all Mozart program. Mozart concerti are fun because everyone has to play them as part of their training, but they never get performed in public. So it was really cool to bring those to life. Even then, we had a guest artist, but this is a special occasion in 2013 where we have the Guitar Society of Fine Arts prepare this collaboration with Dieter to bring one of the most famous pieces in the repertoire, not only of guitar, but of classical music. So the Concierto de Aranjuez for guitar by Joaquin Rodrigo is just really, really famous. And we have this amazing soloist for tonight. So
indeed. And let's bring Dieter into the conversation. That was just beautiful. And tell me just a little bit about your training. Did you begin playing guitar very early in life?
So what happened is, I grew up in Mexico, and it's been said before that every Mexican household owns a guitar. So so my father plays a little bit of folk guitar, and so even before I have a memory, there were a box with six strings lying around my house that I was just tinkering with. And what I do remember very clearly is when I was 10 years old and I had my first classical guitar lesson, I kind of knew somehow that I was going to be doing that for the rest of my life. I just loved it so much. It was a life-changing experience even at an early age. So it wasn't much of a decision after that. That's how I came about it. It's been a loyal companion through the years. So as music is for all of us. So that's how I got initiated. Eventually, since I grew up in northern Mexico in the city of Hermosillo, I ended up going to the University of Arizona for my undergraduate studies.
When were you there?
I was there in 99 and to 2003. And then after that, I went to further my studies, my master's and doctoral degrees at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. So that was a wonderful contrast as far as not only in music but also weather-wise, from the desert to the tundras of upstate New York. So consequently I got my first university job, where I've founded and developed a guitar program at the University of Kentucky in Lexington, where I reside now for the last 4.5 years.
It's wonderful to have you here. What was the piece that you played?
This piece was, it's simply called To Malvina. Malvina being is just the name of a person. And this is by a Slovak composer, Johann Kaspar Merz. Merz is particularly interesting in the guitar repertoire because, unlike most of his contemporaries, he did not base his music in the models of Mozart and Haydn, but he was more inspired by Schumann and Schubert. So basically, you know, I like to call him the Schubert of the guitar repertoire. And that's what I hope this little bardic song, as he calls it, To Malvina, was sort of reminiscent of some of those beautiful Schubert lieder from the Schöne Müllerin or something like that.
And what would you like to play next?
I would like to play a piece written by a Mexican composer named Manuel Maria Ponce, who was the big figure of the first half of the 20th century in Mexican classical music. He wrote many works that were inspired by folkloric idioms, for Mexican folkloric idioms, but then also early on he went to study to Paris. And what I'll play is the intermezzo, originally written for solo piano, which I've arranged for guitar. And this piece was written in the Paris year, so I think you can hear a sort of a mixture of both styles.
Once again, this is Dieter Hennings. Thank you. Dieter Hennings at the Saturday Log Brigade, and what a pleasure. I think I can count on one hand the number of times we've had classical guitarists here in the studio, and it's really terrific to listen to you. I'm curious, do you play other instruments and other styles?
Yes, actually. Well, first of all, I play the music I grew up with, which is my parents, who were not trained musicians, although they met at the university choir. They both, since my dad plays guitar, they both accompany themselves and sing this style of sort of Latin American music that was very popular in the 50s, which was called the boleros, the golden age of the romantic era, they called it. No, and this is music by trio configuration of three guitars and three voices. For instance, trios like Los Panchos were very popular, including in the States back then. And these are sort of songs like, you know, Bésame Mucho or this kind of repertoire. And there are thousands of songs, and it's remarkable. Just, for instance, people that do this kind of music, they know hundreds and hundreds of lyrics from memory, and they just go on and on in a party, you know. So I grew up doing that. I serenaded my first girlfriend when I was 15 years old, you know, the whole balcony thing. And, you know, those beautiful traditions don't happen anymore, I have to say, unfortunately. But so that's another kind of style of music I play. In classical music, and as far as other instruments, I actually specialize in early music as well. So I played Baroque lutes and Renaissance lutes, and also this wonderful big bass instrument called a fiorbo, which was used to accompany early Baroque opera, among other things.
You mentioned, in talking about your parents' music, I know it is different, but you made me think of mariachi music. And mm-hmm. I'm curious, I've always enjoyed when I've been in Mexico and I've seen what I think are authentic mariachi bands. Yep. I've really enjoyed listening to them. And I'm curious, I guess, about the respect and place of a mariachi band in Mexico and how they fit into the musical fabric.
Well, you know, mariachis for us, it denotes a music that is particular to one region of Mexico. So the beauty of Mexico is that it's an incredibly diverse country, not only in all of the different indigenous populations, but also all of the different musical styles. So a mariachi band is particular to the state of Jalisco, even though it's become a worldwide, you know, phenomenon. There's mariachi bands in Japan. You know, it's been sort of taken by many different cultures. What I particularly enjoy about a mariachi band is that they're real entertainers. They're not just performers. A mariachi band will be able to kind of feel what the audience response is, and there's a bit of comedy, there's jokes, there's, you know, it's a very specific and a very difficult skill. Hence the regalia, for instance, that the mariachi bands wear, that's particular to the charros, which were the sort of the cowboys of the state of Jalisco. No? And this is, even though mariachis also play this music of boleros, for instance, which is the music I was talking about earlier, boleros, it's actually a genre that happened from a cultural collaboration between Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Mexico. So this is more in the Caribbean side of the coast of Mexico, where this sort of songs were created by the first big trios were collaborations of both musicians from both countries.
You're listening to the Saturday Log Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. It's great to have you along. We have guitarist Dieter Hennings from Mexico this morning, and you will hear a song live from him in just a moment. Tonight, under the direction of Federico Garcia, Ensemble Ripieno, tickets are still available, and I hope you'll consider coming out, Federico. I'm not sure if there's anything else that you would like to mention. I want to thank you for helping to make this possible today. It's been terrific to have Dieter here.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Here we go.
Now, okay. Well, thank you for having us. And I'm getting emails in the website's thing out of presenting Dieter here. So this is really great to spread the word.
I'm very happy to do that. And Dieter, what would you like to close up with?
Well, I thought that since tonight's performances of the very famous Spanish concerto of Aranjuez, that I would finish with an equally famous Spanish piece called Granada by Isaac Albeniz.
And let me thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you'll visit again. Thank you. Dieter Hennings, and thank you so much. You can get additional information by going to ripienopittsburgh.org, ripienopittsburgh.org. If you prefer to get a hold of somebody by telephone, you can reach Jacqueline Perez, Executive Director, at 954-288-0774. And the concert is tonight at the Charity Randall Theater at 8 o'clock.